This is episode number 118 of Ron's Update. Time for me to record again. Hi, guess who? It's Ron. Yep, I haven't recorded in a long time once again, and now it's time to do it. You probably wonder what I've been up to. Nothing new and exciting, unfortunately. I have been running fairly regularly. I'm kind of got a pattern of 4 days a week, which consists of Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday, depending on my mood, the weather, various other assorted things. And that has been working out well for me. Of course, this week it hasn't worked out that well for a number of reasons. The first one, I kind of felt run down. The second, it's been raining almost every day, and I don't mind running in the rain, but after a while it does get a little old. And third, for some reason my motivation has dropped. I think that's to do with being a little tired. So I've been trying to get more sleep, and hopefully this coming week I can boost my mileage back up, because this week I have run 2 days. I ran on Tuesday for 4 miles with Laura, and then Saturday, which was yesterday, I ran about 3.2 miles. So that's the extent of it. Today's Sunday, and I haven't run yet. I have on my schedule, if I stick to my schedule, I would be running 7 miles. Hopefully, I can stick to my schedule, but there's a 100% chance of rain today. And on top of that, we've got a tornado watch going on. So with those two items, I'll have to wait and see. I've never run during a tornado watch, so sometimes that means absolutely nothing around here, because the weather report for the Atlanta area covers such a broad area that there may be something going on the west side, which is many, many, many miles from where I am. But when you watch TV radar, the broadcast of the weather, they make it sound like it's dire weather conditions everywhere in Atlanta, when in fact it could be sunny on this side of town and terrible weather on the other side. So you just have to kind of look things up on weather apps or the Weather Channel or something, and see if you can find out whether it is actually nasty or going to be nasty. I mean, you can walk out the door and see what it looks like, you know, in your neighborhood. But, you know, once you get out and going, you don't want to run into something. So I'm going to have to wait and see for today. But regardless, if I don't get my full, I have 7 miles scheduled, like I said. If I don't get my full 7 miles in today, I'm going to get in something, because I've got a treadmill on the back porch, and I'll at least walk for a while to get some, you know, a little bit of miles in. I haven't been running on my treadmill for some reason. Running on the treadmill just doesn't do it for me. I mean, I can go out there and I can walk on it, and I'm perfectly fine. I mean, it's boring and all that. And sometimes I'll take my iPad out there and watch some Netflix stuff. But as far as running, I'm just not motivated to run on my treadmill. Maybe I should be. Maybe I should force myself to do that. Maybe I'd get more miles in that way, and I guess that'd be fine. But I just haven't been able to do it. I used to be able to do it. I mean, it was boring, but I used to do it. But lately, it's just like, oh, I don't want to do that. So if the weather clears a little bit, I'm going to go out and get some mileage in today. And then next week, hopefully I can get back in a good routine and do all my workouts I've scheduled. I've already gone into Garmin Connect's calendar and scheduled workouts for all next week, which basically our Monday is a 30-minute bike trainer workout. Tuesday's a 4-mile run. Wednesday's a 4-mile run. Thursday and Friday are 30-minute bike trainer workouts. Saturday's a 4-mile run, and Sunday's an 8-mile run. Now, we'll see how that goes. I'm not really sure how it'll go, but that's what I scheduled for myself. So hopefully I can do it. You know, and if I do get going, I'll be happy. And if I don't, I'll just be bent out of shape with myself for not having the fortitude to stick with my plan that I keep doing. I mean, the bike trainer workouts are the things that are really my downfall, I think, because I when I put them on my schedule, I really want to do them. But as the day gets here that I have it scheduled, I either find something else to do or I'm just not in the mood and I don't force myself to go get on the bike trainer and do it. And I really need to work on my bicycles and get them in shape so I can go outside and ride, because the weather's starting to improve as far as temperature wise. So I would have no excuse to not go out and ride my bike, which I would probably tend to do more than riding my bike trainer. See, I have a Swin Tempo. It's an old bike, but it's a good bike. It's on my bike trainer. I've got a Vetta wind load trainer, which is also old. And I used to like to ride that thing and watch Sufferfest videos while I was doing it. And that was just fine. And for some reason this year, I just haven't had the oomph to go do that. So maybe my backup is if the weather's decent this coming week, I'll go put some air in my trek and take it outside and ride. You know, that'll work. So I've talked too much already, I guess, and I'll go ahead and get this out to you as a Ron's update, so you know what I've been doing and haven't been doing. And I'll send you another one sometime soon. See ya. Hey, this is Ron again. I just wanted to bring up my website one more time. LostTrailRunner.com, www.LostTrailRunner.com. I have my podcasts on there. I've got some links to different products. I think I've got a video on there right now, YouTube video that I recorded on my GoPro. I've got a Amazon affiliate store at the back of my website on, I think, the fourth or fifth page. And I'd really appreciate it if you'd go on there, take a look at it, click some links. You can listen to my podcast there, both podcasts, Ron's Update and Lost Trail Runner. And that's all I have to say about that.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.